Hello, this is Susan Smith-Nash, and you're listening to Thoughts on E-Learning. Today I'm going to talk about web-based software. Now, you may not be too familiar with web-based software. In essence, what it is it's software that's on the web, at a website, and you don't have to download it. You just work on the thing there. When you save it into a directory that's there on the web. So then if you go in and access it, it's right there. So it's think about it a little bit of like Hotmail, where you go in and your email is right there, saved on the server. It's not like having Pegasus or something on your one computer where your email client is right there. It's more like using it and it's web-based, so your web-based mail client, for example. And when you think about it, you think, oh, well, that's really convenient because then I could just go and log in anytime, any place, from any computer where there's a connection and I can access my email. I don't have to have it on a zip drive or on my flash drive or on my computer. Now, the downside, as we all know, to that sort of approach is that, well, if the server's down or you're not at a computer that has access, you're kind of like out of luck. So there is that one drawback. But the benefits are amazing. I mean, for example, let's talk about cost. It's practically free. In fact, some of the web-based software programs are free. Now, what are some of the software programs that you can start replacing? One is Microsoft Office. You're probably thinking, well, is that such a good deal, bad deal? I go and I get Office and I get a discount, so it's only like $250. Is it that great? My answer to that is, well, I don't know. Let's check it out, because free is good, and if you're online all the time, it's fantastic to be able to save your documents, and you also don't have to worry about constant updates or vulnerabilities. In theory, it stays up all the time. Now, you can go to goffice.com. Those aren't free, but it's like $49 for the full GOffice suite, and it's fully compatible with Microsoft Office. You can go to Ajax suite stuff, and those are very nice too. Like, for example, Ajax Write. It's at ajax13.com. The only drawback to Ajax is that you can't use Internet Explorer. You have to use Mozilla Firefox, which can be problematic. Google Docs is nice. I will say that a problem with Google Docs is that while it's fantastic for collaboration, you can't really easily tell what the other person has added. So in my opinion, it needs to have some of the collaborative tools that Microsoft has. It's also problematic in a sense that the word processing program is primitive. It used to be at Writely.com, and then I guess it became Google Docs, and it's not too great. Now, on the other hand, well, and also, like, the thing about Google Docs is that you can publish to your blog directly, and you can publish in a separate website. So that's another sort of unique aspect. It's like one-click publishing. It reminds me of Front Page. Now, let's go over to Zoho.com, Zoho Writer. I love the Zoho suite. It's so amazing. Zoho, Z-O-H-O, is just state-of-the-art in terms of software. It's beautiful. I can't believe it's free. And there's a spreadsheet, there's database management, project management, web editing. All of these are also savable in web formats. Presentation, Zoho Show, it's gorgeous. So, like, for example, you can create presentation, looks like PowerPoint, but you can also edit it with Front Page. So boom, with Zoho, you can do the sort of one-click publishing that makes it sort of like Google Docs. So in this first part, this is stage one, I'm talking really about the most common applications of software, which is spreadsheet, word processing, presentation. But in part two, I'm going to go on and talk about different, more productivity or collaboration or sort of self-expression, graphics types of web-based software. So I hope you're enjoying this. This is Susan Smith Nash.